Billy used to play with the Leonard Skinner band. He was a street and a sky survivor. And Jesus got a hold of him. Billy, why don't you tell him about that for a minute there, buddy?
Well, it's a testimony. I'll make it very brief on this. Just something that, was going to happen one way or the other. You know, when I was back in the old days with Leonard Skinner, you know, I thought that all the fame and the glory and everything was the gift of God, you know, was all this money and all this material stuff that he gave me. You know, these riches and stuff and cars and just horses and boats and all kinds of stuff. And I thought that was God. You know, little did I know, it was a devil lying to me the whole time. And, it seemed like when I was in an airplane crash, it seemed to me like I should have realized then, you know, that God put me on this earth for a purpose, you know, and he kept me here. He kept me alive for a purpose. And I didn't realize that I was still blind. And so I kept on drinking and smoking and sinning, living a life, an ungodly life of sin. And I just still, you know, it didn't hit me, you know, what the heck I was still here for. So I later on joined the Roscoe Collins band. We formed a band, and I just kept on going, you know, sinning and sinning, letting the devil lie to me. He had a big bond. I mean, he had a big hold on me, a big hold on my life. And it finally took my last DWI a little over a year ago. It finally took me that to, I got put in jail, Clay County Jail, I had a TV set. I was in an 8-man cell by myself. I like to share this, it's sort of funny, but it's the Lord, actually. I know it's the Lord. I was in an 8-man jail cell by myself, and they had a TV, a black and white TV. I had a bunch of books and stuff, and had a black and white TV that was on the other side of the bars. And the reason I was by myself, by the way, is because I didn't have to get my hair cut, and so they didn't want me with any of the other inmates. So I had this back scratcher too, this long back scratcher, and I kept putting the back scratcher through the bars and pulling the TV up. It was against the rule to change the channels. So I kept pulling the TV up and changing the channels on it. And the second day I was there, I got caught doing it. It's against the rules. So they took the TV away, they took my back scratcher away, and they took every book I had to read away. They took everything I had away to read, except for one book that brother Randy Cutlip gave to me, was the Bible. The whole time I was there, all I did was read the Bible. And I just felt the anointing of the Spirit come in on me in jail. It was a thing I did by myself. But then I got reborn shortly after that. And the next thing you know, here I am going to New Covenant Ministries and meeting Vision, these lovely brother friends of mine, men of God. I'm a loyal member of New Covenant. And I know who my Lord is now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.